Richard Stafford from Sarawa's online. And Richard, of course, Gerald was a great member of your organisation.
Gerald was a member for many years and active contributor, and of course, as he said, a great breeder of many great horses that raced over, started off over in Lincoln, and many of them have come to town and done a great job in town as well.
Yeah, certainly, if anyone would like any more information, they can reach out to the Port Lincoln Racing Club. I've had a number of phone calls this week from members of the breeders, and it's great to know the same from the owners, and clearly a great mark of respect for a gentleman who did a lot for racing, a lot for breeding, and plenty for the Punters Club too, which is very kind. What else have you got on this week, Richard? We're having a bit of a discussion during the week. Social media is becoming a challenge for many, isn't it?
It's really unfortunate that you've got people out there who feel they have the right to say anything and everything about people, other people, and things that they usually don't know very much about. We've had the thing with Trinder's horse, Mystic Journey, being beaten by Gadding, and there's been death threats to Gadding's trainer, to Trinder, to the horses. And it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's going quite far. But very well played in the media this week, obviously, with the change of Dullasan and Hugh Bowman being chosen. And I don't think there's too much wrong with that. Owners have their right to do as they please. And but Raquel Clark, she certainly played the role very well. And I think it's very natural for Raquel to have done that. But she tweeted quite out, and her responses were very good, weren't they, Richard?
Look, her tweet response was great, but it produced, again, an absolute spectrum of different reactions. There were people saying terrible things about the owners, they're saying the owners were sexist, and other people saying that Raquel had stuffed up on a ride and therefore it was well and truly well placed, and other people saying that Bowman wasn't a worthwhile replacement. Again, people talking out of their backsides with no knowledge of anything, really. It was great to see Racing.com has produced an interview, about a 3 or 4 minute interview with Raquel, where she clarifies the whole thing and demonstrates her great respect and love for the horse and for the owners and trainer.
She does do very well. I also thought we played Enable being beat in the Arca at the start of the week, during the week, and I thought for those that can research it, there's an interview with the trainer, John Gosden. It was beautifully measured. It was respectful of the winner. He called it an honourable loss. There were no excuses. He was very calm and balanced, and it wasn't anyone else's fault. It was just these things happen in life. I thought it was very, very well done and proves why he's one of the greats.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Dullasan situation, nobody's gonna win. If the horse wins, there'll be various things said about the change in rider and whether it was the right decision or not. If the horse loses, it'll be all Bowman's fault. And, people make comments that they have no right to make.
No.
Well, I think they've both got opportunities today. Obviously, Raquel, hopefully, salutes on waging war, and it'd be fantastic to see Dullasan win as well. So
it would be for South Australia. We really want to see a positive result for both those horses. And, of course, the value of Dullasan will be greatly increased if he happens to get up today.
Be wonderful to have another stallion made in South Australia by that team. Now, Richard, on Wednesday night, this Wednesday the 16th at 7 o'clock, I've got the SA Breeders, the South Australian Thoroughbred Breeders AGM at Magic Millions. You've also got the bus trip coming up. Are there any seats left?
Yeah, there are a few left, and if people get in quickly, we'd be more than happy to see you on the bus.
As we said, it's a wonderful opportunity. You're heading up to see Finnis Lodge, Mill Park. You're having a lovely lunch at the same time. I'm sure there'll be some great entertainment on the bus with those attending.
I imagine so, yeah. We'll be having a great time.
I reckon I'll be putting the microphone under a few noses as well.
Why not?
Let's hope we don't hear too much of my voice.
Now, another interesting touch this week was I noticed the race book for Melbourne Racing Club for most of the key races where you can, because often your strappers change, but strappers / grooms, as we're now calling them, their names are going to go in the race book, Gary.
Yeah, what do you think of that idea, Richard?
I think that's a wonderful idea. I think the strapper is often a forgotten person, and they deserve the credit for producing the horse in the best possible way. I'm not sure about why we're all of a sudden calling them grooms. I'm not sure about the reason for that, but I think it's a fantastic initiative. There's more to it than that, I think, Matt. I think they've also there's some awards for the strappers on the day. I think the strapper of each winner is getting a photo of the horse and some sort of other recognition as well. And I think it's a fantastic
That's
initiative.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, the boys at Melbourne Racing Club do a wonderful job, and they do think of what's happening on a race day. Often the people who are working flat out at the back, keeping the rest of us entertained.
Yep.
And, it's certainly well done to them, and I think you're right. I think people are trying to get away from the connotation of strappers versus grooms, etc., but I think everyone's got their heart in the right place by recognising them. So,
And the
owner of the month this week, have we made a selection for last month yet?
Not quite.
Uh-huh. Must be close.
It's close. So our closing date is always the 10th of the month, and so it has closed. And I think we do have a winner, but I think you'll be talking to her next week.
Her. Okay.
We've had a run of female winners of late, which is great.
It is very good. I've seen a lot of these faces at the track and catching up with them over the weekends and seeing their race meeting. So I really love the idea that we get to hear their backstories.
Well,
we think it's great.
So we won't be talking to you next week, but I'll catch
you. Hopefully not.
Sounds good. Richard, good to speak to you again, and looking forward to that trip on the 27th.
Fantastic. We're looking forward to seeing a lot of people go on it and have a great time.
Should be great fun. Richard Stafford there, the secretary of Sarawa.